Vayter in Shas, Mirbava Basadav Kuf Yud Gimel. Pick it up on Kuf Yud Gimel. The middle of the page, first one line is Lav. Middle line, Amar Avavo. Amar Avavo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yane, Amar Rabbi. So we got it, that a husband is going to inherit the wife. Question is how far does it go? Does he get the stuff, only the stuff that she has at the time she dies? Or even the stuff that would have come to her had she been alive? Then, those rights to go or transfer over to the husband. The answer is, the rights don't get transferred over. How do we know that the husband does not take that things are roi, that are fitting to come in the future, like his books, like the things that she has right now? As the pasuk says, Usaguv Holidus Yair. Saguv had a child named Yair. Vahilo Esim Shalosh Arim Be'eretz Gilad. And he had 23 cities in the land of Gilad. Now remember, he got a Saguv, he's got a son Yair. How in the world did Yair have this if it didn't come from his father? Minayin liyair shalayir lalishkuv. Where did he get it from? Allah Malam is coming to teach you. Shanasa Saguv Isha. Must be Saguv buried a woman. They had a child named Yair. Umesa Bechayim Arisha, she died before whoever would give over to her ended up dying, meaning, let's say, her father. And the father didn't have any relatives other than she's the next one that would be getting it. Then what happens is that Umesa Bechayim Arisha, Umesu Marisha, and then the people who would give over to her died, Vyarsha Yair, and then what happens is the next one after her is her son, and it went to him. So you see clearly that the husband didn't get it because it was just roi, but it was a muksak, but it went to the son. V'yomer, another pasuk, ve'elazar ben Aaron, meis v'yikberu, etc. Elazar, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him where? On the hill of Pinchas, his son. Minayin the Pinchas, shaloi elazar. Why are you calling it the hill of Pinchas? How did he have it that it wasn't from his father? She must be Elazar married a woman. They had a baby named Pinchas. Umeis v'chayim Risha. She died before her inherit, the one who would inherit her or give to her, died. Then Umeis v'chayim Risha, the ones who would bequeath to her died. V'yirasha Pinchas, and it skips her and it goes to Pinchas. So clearly we see that it doesn't go to the husband. Why did you have to have another pasuk? Because maybe you want to say that. Why did you say that? Really, it was Yair's father married a woman, and then they had Yair, and then the woman, the one who she died, then the one who inherited died, and then it goes to him. Who says? Maybe it's actually Yair's wife. Yair da havinasivitsa umeshin, she died, Vyarsan, he inherited her. Talmud Lom ever loves Ben Aaron Mays. That's why you brought the second pasuk to say that. Vikitem, you want to say the Nafal Le Bistei Haram, who says maybe, like we said yesterday, Zaf, that Pinchas just got this field as a state, you know, as being the Kohen, and there's a Cherim, and it went to him, but not from his mother. Amar Krah Benoth, therefore the pasuk says explicitly that Elazar was buried on the hill that belonged to Pinchas, and then it says his son. Why did you say his son? Nachal Reuia Lo V'yarsha Beno, because it was something that was always fitting to come, but it actually went to the son. So therefore we learn out that the husband does inherit the wife, like we said yesterday. However, he doesn't get the things that are roi, only the things that are muchsak. Next part of the Mishnah, we said, Upnei Achos, literally the sons of a sister are going to inherit, but don't give over. That means to say that if a woman has a brother, and then the brother dies, that stuff eventually will go down to, if that sister's alive, then her children will get it. Tana b'nei achos v'lo b'nos achos. It says the sons of a sister, but not the daughters of a sister. Beep, turn the page. Kufi gimel beis. L'may achosa, what is this halacha coming to say? Don't try to tell me that it means that the sister's son get, but the daughters don't, because we know that a daughter does take from her mother. She would inherit from the mother. So since the mother inherits the brother, right? So then the niece would also be in place of that. So what's the question? In other words, what's the halacha coming to tell me? That is, Amar Rav Sheshes Lekadim is coming to tell you the order or who comes first. Says Rashbam Lekadim she yikadmu habanim lebanos lirashes dodeim dielfinu lekaman miyirusha rishona da ben kodlan labas. That when it goes, you have this woman and she has a brother, and this woman has two children, a son and a daughter. And then let's say the woman dies, then her brother dies, and we go to her. But instead of going to her, it goes to the inheritance. It goes to the son before it goes to the daughter. Tani Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kameh Rav Hunan. And then we bring this out again. It says that Vayorash, the pasuk says, and he will inherit. Now the fact that there's a vav a chibar, makach Yerusha Shneil Yerusha Rishen, it's equating the second inheritance to the first one, and that is like the first one's talking about in the order of the psukim, Yerusha by a person's kids, or the first ones who get, you know, the first line of defense are the ones who get it, and the second one is talking about another Yerusha, whoever follows after that. Right, someone who does have any children. The fact that Divavavik connects them to teach. My Yerusha Rishona, Ben Kodom Labas. Af Yerusha Shnia, Ben Kodom Labas. Tana Rabbi Barcha, Nina, Kamed Rav Nachman. V'hayo, B'yom Anchilo, Espenov. The Pasuk says, it'll be on the day that he is Manchil, gives over, bequeaths to his sons. Well, it says, B'yom is a little bit extra. It could have just says, when he gives it. Why is it saying on the day? During the day, you give over these ideas, says the Rashbam, that come in before Shlosh, can explain what exactly is going on. During the day, you give Yerusha, you don't do it at nighttime, says the Gemara. Only a buyer. Elameata, right, according to this, only somebody who dies during the day, he's going to give over to his child. But then there's going to be inheritance. But you say they died at night, then there's no Yerusha. No, that can't mean. That can't be. Dilma din nachlos kamad. Maybe you want to say, it's talking about the din of nachlos. That is, that when you're doing a judgment, when you're evaluating and doing the judgment of nachlos, of inheritances, that's what we're referencing over here. D'tanya, v'hoysi l'bnei Yisrael l'chukas mishpat. Ora kol ha'parsha kula l'yos din. That pasuk seems to be saying that Yerusha is considered like a din, like judgment, like dine mumminus. Right, like a din. If you have three people come into a room to visit a sick person, and what does he do? He tells them what to do. He does like a shchiv mirash tickle, and he gives over some of his property to some people as a matana, matna shchiv mirah, ratzu kosvin. If they want, they could write it down. They could be like edim in this situation over here. Says Rashbam, ratzu kosvin es ha'edus, k'mo sheshomim in piachola, heyach manchin l'chasva, how he's doing it. Ratzu, and if they want osin din, they could actually make a din of this. Meaning to say that these three can be dayanim now. And they could say, this is the din, that Ploni is going to take this chelik, and Ploni is going to take this one. And they could just be the dayanim. Shnayim, if it's only two people that are there, that are by the sick person, they hear what he said, then Kosa, they could write it down, Ve'enos and Din, but they can't actually do a Din because you have to have at least three people. The Amr of Chis, says, Lo Shanu Elabayom. The first Din that we said to the three people is only talking about they heard it during the day because they could be judges during the daytime. Says Rashbam, last Rashbam, Lo Shanu Had De'im Ratsu Osin Din. When they do it, the keva and the sins, the shamu and piachola, huad bifneim, velo teishmi gedolim iriya, v'cholin hayu lasos din, but also they can make a din right then. The yom, because it's during the day. The keva and the nisratzu, lios dayanim, but davar kishishamu esaidus mepiachola. Yecholim ladun hayom olamacher kebezdin. They could be like a bezdin. The kebezdin shashamu edus va'achakach holchen lebatayin v'nosin bedaver oposken sadin. They stopped the din kifima sheinim rois. Avalim nichzu levaker zechol balayla. If they came during the night time, then shabosah shal lo yiruin leosayim. They couldn't have been dayanim. Ve'edus shuah b'fneim v'piachol balayla. Was that the edus done during the night time? Lo b'fnei bezdin. It was not in front of a bezdin. Tavi shaita. Ainin Yecholin, at that particular time, they weren't able, Leos Dayanim, to be Dayanim. Basically telling you it's got to be that they see it during the daytime, and not if you see it during the nighttime, then they can't be the judges. Beep, turn the page. Avabalaila, Kufya Dalit. If they saw it, if they heard that this said at night, a few Shlosha Kosum, even three of them, they could write it down. They could be a din, they know some din, but they can't be a din. They're not able to do a din. My time, a davalu a din, because when they heard it, they were just considered aid. Vain aid nasa dayan. An aid can't become a dayan. That should sound familiar because we saw that in a few mesechtas, most recently above a kama, the tzadi amabuz. An ain aid nasa dayan. And therefore, he was asking Abai, is this what you meant? I'm sorry, Abai is asking Rabbi Baruch Hanina, is this is what he meant when he said this statement? Amarle said, in Hachinami Kamina, yup, that's exactly what I meant to say. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.